Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hum, 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 test, 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 1, 2, 2, 2, coming at you, it is me, All About The Pod. The podcast is for you, yes, yes, yes. It is number 30, let's not get very, very dirty. I do sometimes think I should just continue that, but I am sure the listeners, you, would not appreciate some freestyle rapping. That's the kind of thing, isn't it? You see freestyle rapping, and it's good, but there must be a lot of shit out there. You know, of the standard that you've just heard me do, basically. Terrible. Fifan. Terrible. This is episode 30. Who would have thought we have got this far, eh? Remember when I turned 30 and it was a little bit depressing. You see, what it was like from about 13 to about, I think, 25 or something, it was all quite a drunken kind of blur for me. I mean, obviously 13, 14, I wasn't like, you know, drinking so much, but that's when I started drinking, you know, like as a teenager. And then from, you know, when I was allowed in pubs and that, it was just horrific. So, those 12 years. So when I got to 30, I wasn't drinking. So when I didn't drink, the thing with not drinking is the highs of drinking are sensational. You know, the highs are incredible. The lows, not so good. I know that sounds probably the most obvious thing. And if you went to see me as a, like a therapist, I think you'd be quite disappointed, wouldn't you? You know, the highs are pretty high and the lows they're pretty low. But what I mean is, when you take away drinking highs and lows, life is just middle of the road, kind of wah, wah, just kind of, it just happens, okay? So that was it. When I turned 30, I was quite kind of like, oh, you know, a horse. No, I was just a bit like, oh, is that it? You know, that's why I think people who don't drink, then they go to other stuff, like, you know, they open the fridge and they just start scoffing chocolate cake, you know, in their hand, like, you know. I think people maybe go to gambling. I've got no evidence of this. What did I do? I suppose the comedy became my drug. And it is a great drug because you get to laugh and, yeah, you make people laugh. And that is a pretty amazing feeling. And currently this podcast, episode 30, hasn't made you laugh once, but sometimes it doesn't have to. Sometimes I'm just a friend. Talking of friends, I had a few people knock on the door. I'll do that sound effect. Hope you could hear it. Of someone knocking on my door, and it was Jehovah Witnesses. Jehovah's or Jehovah's? Jehovah's. Jehovah or Jehovah's? Anyway, they were witnesses. And they started in Svensk, and then I said, oh, really sorry, I kind of I only really understand English, if that's okay. And then she said, here is a memorial for Jesus. And it didn't really make any sense. Part of me, I'll be honest with you, a small weird part of me thought, invite them in, you know, freak them out. I thought it'd be quite fun to kind of bring them in the house and then, like, be really kind to them and freak them out a bit. Because I'm sure, how many houses do they get into? I mean, they must be, you know, as robbers, they must be shit. They wouldn't get into many houses at all, right? They must have, like, knock on the door, sound effect, right? Knock on the door. Yeah, hello, memorial for Jesus. Okay, bye. That must be it. That must happen. I wouldn't even say 9 out of 10. I'd probably say 9.5 out of 10. 9.5 times. Even the half. I don't know. Unless it's other old people, you know. It's old. Because these two were, you know, kind of Mrs. Doubtfire kind of looks they had. They unless it's the old people that open and go, look, fee fan, I haven't spoken to anyone for months. Get your asses in here. I got so much coffee, I'm gonna blow your mind. But normally it's just knock on the door, you know, and then just apologizing. Maybe they get angry as well, you know, kind of, hey, fee fan. Get out of here, you know. I believe in the devil. Or Donald Trump, as he's known at the moment. Some of those clips, some of those videos, some of those speeches from that blonde, wigged, orange, small hand, small penis person are just terrible. And I just hope, I was all Bernie Sanders there. And now it's Clinton, and I just hope Clinton can beat Trump. That's the only thing. I don't even know. It's just that Donald Trump scares me more than anything. More than those people knocking on my door. But yeah, what I should have done is I should have let them in the house and then made them a cup of tea or a coffee, sort of brought the tea out, and then went back into the kitchen and then removed, like, my shirt, brought the tea back, and then said, oh, we need milk, and then removed, like, my underpants and just done this really bizarre strip tease. I don't know why I'm really sharing that, but that was my idea, was to freak them out more and kind of do it so they would feel that this wasn't for them. That the door knocking was over because of a very, very disturbing strip tease from a slightly man-boobed human. Man-boobed human. If I ever go missing in a forest or something, please, please make sure that the description of me on the news is police are searching for a man-boobed human. Okay? Man-boobed human. Might even make some t-shirts of that. What are you? I'm a man-boobed human. So I've been at home. My wife is currently in London. She's an artist. So she's over there with galleries and art, etc. I like art. I like modern art. I like when you can point at a fire extinguisher and a modern art thing and go, oh, I love what they've done there. Or a fire exit door. I love that. What does that mean? Does it mean, what am I supposed to feel from that? Am I supposed to exit it? Or am I supposed to get excited with it? And then the proper art person, normally my wife, hates me for half a day. So she's over there. So I've had got the kids, haven't I? Got the little hobbits themselves. One of them got a bit angry with me this morning and told me that they were going to tell their teachers that I walk around in my underpants with no top on. That was his punishment, really. So Yeah, I mean that's the kind of love I get from my children. They don't point at me and go, "Hey, you're a man-boobed human, man-boobed human." But it's kind of fun having a few days because I do work. I go away a lot, so when I see them, they're a bit like, "Oh, it's that guy," and I remember him. So I was in Noria. I went to Noria, didn't I? For like one night, and did a company show there, and then I had a meal in a restaurant where I was asked by the waiter three times, "Is anybody joining you?" It was like, if it's not depressing enough to be sitting there not drinking as well, like, you know, you can understand if there's someone there just, you know, smashing a bottle of wine down and, you know, getting drunk and getting red wine teeth, you know, and taking selfies and disrupting people. That's kind of quite fun. That's quite a night, you know, for all. But when someone's just sitting there drinking sparkling water, and I'm a really, really fast eater, fast in the sense of I'm an annoying person to eat with. If my wife and I go out for a romantic meal, it doesn't have to be romantic, it could be just a meal, I'm all over, right? This is not a sexual thing, but I finish very fast, shall we say. I love eating food, but I don't take my time. I just scoff it like it's the last. It's like the last meal that we shall have, which is not good when you're with someone else. So I did that. I don't sort of look at that as a kind of impolite thing. It's just a thing that's a problem, you know. You know, like people make that noise. You know that noise when they're clearing the throat. I don't think that's a problem, you know. It's just something that they have to deal with. So I stayed in Noria. I was in Oslo. It was a ridiculous kind of thing. I flew into Oslo Gardermoen. Gardermoen? Is that Gardermoen? Is it a Gardermoen? Good. That's how the Norwegian word for good morning began. Good morning. A Gardermoen. Because their accent's a little bit more bouncy, isn't it? The Danish one, quite aggressive. Svensk, kind of nice. Noria, kind of, "I got a Gardermoen. A Gardermoen to you there, Ola. A Gardermoen." So I got off at Gardermoen, flew Norwegian Air, who apparently have free Wi-Fi. But every time I check it, or I try and use the free Wi-Fi, I tell you what happens. Nothing. That's right. No, nothing. And I think it's from maybe the pilot is downloading a movie or watching porn in the cockpit. Sounds rude, doesn't it? Watching porn in the cockpit. So it never works. So when I got off the plane, the football results were coming through. I was checking all the football results and my team was losing. We lost 3-1. Ah, never mind, eh? It's only football, isn't it? You know, try telling that to some football fans I saw the other night, AIK versus Hammarby. Quite angry with each other, they were. It's always very strange seeing football fans, like, on a tunnel banner. One wearing green, other was wearing yellow and black, and a little bit angry with each other, you know, ooh. But nothing's really said, nothing's really done, just kind of, it's just men being cavemen, fighting about nonsense.
I love football. I love football, but I don't like, I don't see the point in fighting about it, you know? So I had to catch a bus from Gardermoen, Oslo Gardermoen, to the airport. Bus to the hotel. It was like one of those airport hotels, you know, like Femminuta away, you know? Everything's Femminuta. Femminuta away to the hotel. So I get on, very, very, just normal, not overconfident, just normal. You know, I didn't have like a strut, or I wasn't like the Matrix, I wasn't like sideways, you know. I just walk on there, thought it was a free shuttle bus. No, sirree, no, ain't nothing free in Noria, nothing at all. Those oil diggers. Ain't nothing free. They might be rich, but life is a bitch. Yeah, they gave me nothing. 70 Norwegian kroner to go 5 minutes. Yeah, bloody Oslo, Gardermoen. To a hotel where, if you're going to a hotel, an airport hotel, you're probably not going to randomly go there hoping there's a room. You've probably booked it. You've probably got a flight in the morning, which I had, 7 a.m. So surely there should be a free shuttle bus. I'm not trying to, you know, spark the world into kind of some kind of bus revolution here, but I do feel that's a bit shit. And 70 Norwegian kroner into Svensk, that's half a million Swedish kroner. I mean, that's the thing. A pizza there is like, you have to be a millionaire, a Swedish millionaire, to buy a Norwegian pizza. That's a fact. And I know I've got two listeners. I've got two listeners in like Zimbabwe or, I think, yeah, Zimbabwe. Two listeners in Zimbabwe. How fucking weird's that? And their money's all weird. Imagine what they're thinking now. That Mugabe. For the Zimbabwe duo. Fuck Mugabe. Yeah? Thank you, political. And then on the way back, I go to get the bus. I'm always very, very early, right? I'm already angry about the paying for the shuttle bus, but I think, you know, fee, fun, shit's cool, you know? So I queue up in the Scandinavian way, where there's always a queue.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Always a queue, doesn't matter what's happening, you have to queue, okay? You might be just on your own in a forest, looking at a tree, but if three people are looking at the same tree, you'll have to queue behind them. You can't just start looking at the tree, okay? So I'm waiting for the bus. There's a couple in front of me, they got big bags, so I think maybe they've come from another part of Noria, stayed overnight near Gardermoen, and they're off to Thailand or Zimbabwe, who knows. So I wait behind them. Then there's another couple behind me. And then one more lady. Right? Waiting. Bus takes ages. 10 minutes late. A few people looking around, doing that kind of... I think one of them, the couples... the couple who annoyed me were definitely Svensk. Okay? So this is what happens. The Svensk people don't really say anything. They don't, you know, everybody's kind of looking at their watches. They're looking down the road. It's 10 minutes late. People are getting a little bit stressed. But there's no teamwork here. There's no like, hey, if it doesn't turn up, let's get a taxi together. It's all for one, you know. It's like Titanic. It's like Kate Winslet saying to DiCaprio, no, fuck you. I'm on my own, you know. Actually, I haven't seen the movie, but I think they go together, don't they? One of them, spoiler alert, I think one of them dies anyway. And then he wakes up at the beach. And then it rains and he grows a beard and he gets attacked by a bear. That's all I know. I think that's a DiCaprio character. Goes, yeah, water, then the beach, then the Revenant. I wait. The bus comes, right? The bus is there, right? You know that whole saying of you wait for a bus, you wait for a Norwegian bus, and it's always late. You know that saying? Or you wait for two buses and they never turn up, it's just one bus. And I see some people near the front of the bus standing. Now, already that worries me, you know? That kind of stresses me out because I'm thinking, why are they standing, you know? Why are they not sitting? And I forgot to tell you, this is a 7:39 Sunday morning bus, okay? 5 minutes away from Gardermoen. Actually, 5 to 10, right? 7:39 Sunday morning Gardermoen bus. So I see all these people kind of standing. I'm stressed, but I'm way early, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, shit's cool, man. I could probably miss this bus and two more, and I'd still be okay. And I'm checked in. I'm checked in. I'm doing this. I'm Mr. Anal with the airports. It just stresses me too much to miss something. I can't miss anything, right? It's like when I eat my food, I can't not eat it quick, just in case I miss the taste. So we turn up, the door's open. The two Norwegian older people, who I'm behind, right? If it's a running race, I'm in the bronze medal position, okay? The driver says something in Norwegian, which I translate in my head as, "Fy faen. Shit's got really busy here. There's another bus in like 15 minutes. Any of you cool with this? You know, can you wait for the next bus?" Obviously, right? Even if my flight was in 7 days, I'd still be going, nay, FIFA, nay, cool. So I keep position. I keep the bronze position, right? Gold and silver... Right, and one of them was silver, grey-haired silver man. Go to get on. The Svensk, the Swedes behind me, who are now fourth and fifth, they hear that there's going to be a problem. Are we all going to fit on? So what do? They bloody, listen to this, push me out of the way. Ha ha! Fuck, they push me out of the way to get on the bus. And what do? Not a lot. I just get this rage inside me. I kind of go, "You schecta, fy fan, don't do this," right? Which is kind of passive aggression, isn't it? You know, "You schecta, fy fan, don't do this." You know, like that kind of, they kind of do this kind of... I actually look at one of them. One of them's got hearing aids in, so I feel a little bit guilty, you know. I don't want to be arguing with a deaf person again. So Norwegians get on, and then the bus driver's like, "Can we all go to the back? No one's moving shit, right?" nothing. It's like a protest. It's almost like they're the Wall Street protest, you know, Occupy Wall Street. They're holding firm. No one's moving. There's people at the back of the bus who are saying, there's two seats here. But people aren't moving. They've got these massive bags. They're going to Zimbabwe or Thailand, remember? They've got the big bags full of money. So I get on just, but I sort of have to push the Swedish guy out the way. Like, you know, a little bit. And remember, he was saying, oh, no, we have to be on. We have to be on the plane. You know, we're going soon. Big bag. Anyway, I get to the airport, check in, take my time, buy my kids a few toys. Then I go to the plane. I sit down. I'm in 5C or something. Plane's a little bit half empty, you know. A and B. Yep, you guessed it. It was the bloody deaf guy, wasn't it? The one that pushed me out the way. So I'm thinking, he goes, he points to his seat as though it's his, right? Not, oh, can I, he just points to it. And already we've had beef, right? Tupac and Notorious B.I.G., right? We're already, you know, we're not happy, right? It's a big deal, this, you know. So I don't, I move okay, but not easily, you know. I move like an injured whale, okay, like a val. I kind of just wait, you know, and then he sort of pushes past me. I make enough room. Okay, I make enough room for a deaf person to go past, if there's any kind of measurement like that. But already there's a bit of beef. But then I was tempted, because I was in no rush, but I wanted to see my kids, so I was in a bit of a rush. I was tempted to just kind of block the seats and sit there while people were getting off, you know, just to get even with this guy who tried to push me off the bus. But I didn't, because I am a bit weak in confrontations. So that kind of hyped me up. That was Saturday, right? And I'd already missed Melody Festival, so I was already quite happy about that. And then I went to the Kulturhuset in Stockholm. And there, the toilets. I had to go to the toilet, didn't I? Go to the door, locked. I've already bought a coffee. So I say to the staff, how do I get in? Do I need a code? She says, no. I just have to click this button. I do buzz this button. As I turn, I go to the door. Two old bastards. Let's call them bastards. Let's be angry on this pod, right? Number 30. Let's be angry. Two old people jump in front of me. She clicks the door like that. Opens. They go in. There's only two cubicles. And they both have a bice. They both take a shit. And I have to stand outside waiting for two people who shouldn't be in front of me and are now doing the number two when they weren't even number one. So there we go. That's been my week. I don't know if I should complain anymore. I love complaining. I don't really do it in stand-up. I'm quite fascinated with the world with stand-up. I try and make humour out of everything, you know. To the point where I dropped my kids off at Dargies and there was blue bags. Now, if you've seen me live, I do a joke about blue bags on the shoes. And how if you leave with blue bags on your shoes, no Swede will tell you. Which I'll tell you because you're listening. Tried to do that, tried to kind of throw that joke in. It came up quite nicely, you know. They were like, don't forget to take your blue bags off, right? And tried to throw that joke in front of like four of the teachers, you know, like,
yeah, but that's Swedish law, isn't it, to let someone walk out?
I'll be honest with you, that joke died, folks. That joke absolutely died a death. They just stared at me. Even little Gubin, even my son, looked at me and was like, nay, fee fan, papa. Really? You really tried that? Off stage? And look at the reaction. Nothing. So that was a bit awkward. Yeah, all good. All is good. All is good on the life front. And I think sometimes we think grass is greener on the other side. You know, we think life is a bit shit. It's not. It's good. If you want to see me live, you can see me on Saturday in Luleå. Get yourselves to Luleå. I'm doing a show at Hilda's Cock. Hilda's Cock? Sounds like a very bizarre operation. It's Hilda. Hilda's Cock. Do you want... Yeah, if you know what I mean. So that's at 1900. You can get tickets at Tickster. Don't forget Uppsala, April 1st and 2nd. I'm doing my best bits so far. That's at Regina Teatern. Already the tables are kind of booked. So it's just seats now from down the back. Good seats, though. That's kind of, you know, if you went to a grandstand, you know, like a stadium, it's those kind of seats. It's not, I'm not doing a stadium. But, yeah, that's April 1 and April 2. Where else am I? Oh, I'm doing shows all over. I'm in Gusta in Javla, March the 23rd. I'm doing... The big one, though, is April 15th and 16th. The show's called How Swede Am I? And I'm filming that, okay? I'm filming it, so... You must, I beg you, you must get a ticket and you must come along and bring your laughter gear with you. If you can't make it, can you tell someone, you know, just tell someone, you know, maybe if you're on the Tunnelbana in Stockholm or something, and, or you're in the bus in Flen, just whisper to someone, go see Alpitcher, 15th and 16th, Reval, what was that, Alpitcher. Alpitcher.se. Yeah. So you can get tickets at Ticknet or alpitcher.se, but spread the word, spread the love. I think this has been a fun pod, actually. This has been episode 30. It's all been about, well, you know what it's been about. What am I? I always try and kind of bring everything round to an ending, but it doesn't need an ending. It's a podcast. It's like 30 minutes taken away of your life where you are taken to another world, another place, where the place... Oh, yeah, I'll tell you where I am going. Beyonce. Got tickets, haven't I? I've got Beyonce tickets. Although I haven't looked to see if I am working. You are going to see a live reaction now. Just found my phone, right? Can't go, can I? Can't go. I've got Beyonce tickets. Can't go. I'm going to have to put not a ring on it, but I'm going to have to, my wife's going to have to take a friend rather than going with super dancer himself, Mr. Al Pitcher, the man that can, I'll sing later. So I can't go to that. Okay, never mind. I'm actually in Malmo doing Mac at the Culture, the bathing house. It's called. If you've been there, you kind of walk right out to the water. You feel a bit like Jesus with a walkway. You go right out there, and then you open the door, and then there's penises everywhere. Literally, if you go, I mean, you got to go left because I'm a male comedian, so the males go to the male side,
female comedians go through to the female sites, right? How right is that? But it's still very awkward because you're starting to think about doing a comedy gig. You open it up. Not you don't open that up, but you open the door and there's a man just looking at the sun with his penis as his pet. It's amazing. And then you get like, I mean, Swedes are so used to all this, but for me it's eye-opening, it's mind-blowing, and I just don't look at it. It's like seeing a burnt sausage on the grill. You just don't want to look at it. So I'll be doing that instead of watching Beyonce. So if you're in Malmo, you better come to that. Fee fan. Thank you so much for listening to me. Don't forget, get the Acast app, and then you subscribe to Fee Fan, the Owl Picture podcast, and then every time there's a pod, it comes to you. I won't be in your face. I'm not annoying. I don't send you stuff. Be my Facebook friend. That's a good thing. I've got a Facebook fan page that keeps you all up to date with all my gigs. Thank you so much for your ears. Thank you for causing cues that don't need to be cued. Thank you to the two in Zimbabwe. Thank you to everybody that listens. And have a brilliant, brilliant week. I'll be back next Monday or Tuesday with a new pod, with a new love, with new hope, and new ideas. Take care, folks. Get your tickets at owlpicture.se or owlpicture.com. All my live shows. Thanks for listening. Take care. And don't forget, Gardamone, Man Boob Human.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.